This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The MEC for Roads and Infrastructure joins us on the line. That is actually it's Public Roads and Road Infrastructure. That is Mr. Jacob Mamabolo is joining us to speak to us about a report that speaks to the taxi industry, particularly taxi violence and general public transportation issues. You'd also know that there was a commission which was set aside and a report subsequently came out of that particular commission, and the MEC will give us a sense of what they've been doing ever since in order to address this particular issue. And the MEC will also give us a sense of how, whether they are working in tandem with the same taxi industry to resolve some of these particular issues. And of course, if you've got an input, 0861 987 000. MEC, good morning to you, and once again thanks for joining us on Power Talk.
Yes, good morning to you, to all the Power listeners. Let me thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You've been through the process of unearthing some of these problems. Now there is a report in place. What have you been doing ever since? What are the first things that you are starting off with in order to deal with some of the challenges that came out of the report?
Well, let me say to the listeners that one of the most important things that we had to do when we received this very important, unprecedented report, in the sense that there's no report similar to it, was to talk to the critical stakeholder itself, and that's the taxi industry in Gauteng, constituted of SANTAGO and GNTA, which is the Gauteng National Taxi Alliance. In our discussions with them, we were taking them through the report, and we were mapping sort of what should be the way forward. How do we proceed? And one of the decisions we have made is that the taxi industry has asked that this report, given its contents, its recommendations and its findings, they want to go carefully study the report, both SANTAGO and GNTA. And then they said, where necessary, they might also need to get what some of the legal implications of the contents, and that they were going to make an announcement on the report itself. And then we agreed that given that plea and request, we're giving them 14 days within which to conclude the process they are referring to. And we have also agreed that on the in and around the 11th of March, we are going to have an all-day consultation in which they must now brief us on what is their take on the report and what is priority for them. And together with them, not us alone, should then package a roadmap. You would have heard the Premier yesterday, Premier David Makura, in his State of the Province address, saying he has issued a directive that we as a department must put together a clear roadmap that includes the input of the taxi industry, and it must be costed, and it must have clear timelines in space and time, what comes when and what fits where. So this report is quite profound, and the way we are approaching it, Tabi, so is that we believe that to do a proper job, we must give ourselves enough time to put together a business case and ask the Provincial Budget Committee, that includes Treasury, to finance the implementation. So to this extent, I can say that, and there are already measures that the police, through the Provincial Commissioner, General Mawela, have already announced publicly. That includes the fact that with respect to the killings and taxi violence, they've actually repositioned their resources, including the response, the focus. And you'll have seen the results already that in Loli, in the south of Joburg, there was a heavily armed gang that came from KwaZulu-Natal carrying most scary weapons I've never seen in my life. The police were able to detect that and saved lives because there was a potential of an outbreak of violence. The police have already, in the city of Tshwane, in Atteridgeville, arrested five suspects that have committed this type of crime. So from a law enforcement agency point of view, the commissioner of the province has already moved to reposition the role of police, coordination, interventions, but from a much more, intervention from our side, we are in consultations with the taxi industry to put together a roadmap.
The last time I spoke to you about this issue, one of the biggest concerns was around the routes, and you mentioned the difficulty because municipalities also have to play a role there, and which is something that most of them have neglected, particularly with the issuing of the permits and all of that. Where are you in as far as that conundrum is concerned?
So the first thing that we are doing is that, and I've just given a directive to start a project that we will also brief the taxi industry on, is that we have approached CSIR, the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, to help us with putting together a complete record using technology of all the routes allocated to the taxi industry to use in Gauteng. So we are going to be doing a proper GPS coordinates-based type of database of all the routes, because currently there is no technological system that records the routes, the associations that are moving on those routes, the taxis that are meant to move on those routes, and we are also recording everything that we call the Gauteng taxi industry. If you are a taxi operating in Gauteng using the license issued by the provincial government, we are also putting that database. So we are in the early stages of consultations with CSIR, and we will be starting very soon, I can tell you. Once we consult with the taxi industry, the first big project is who is allowed to operate in Gauteng, recorded, on which route, which taxi rank, and what are the associations linked and the vehicles linked to those routes. This is going to be a big initiative. It's going to be a major, massive project. If we don't have that, law enforcement will not be possible, because we need to know. So we are also going to be issuing a sticker. A taxi that operates in Gauteng will get a GTI sticker. Gauteng taxi industry a sticker that identifies you, because we want to isolate taxis that are illegally running in this province and that are not supposed to be in this province. And as the report says, in order to deal with the matter of routes identification, who moves where, is not allowed to move where, we must empower law enforcement agency. And they've recommended that we need a specialized unit in Gauteng that will focus on this problem. They must be assisted by technology to detect the identification of the vehicles on our route, so that we can be able to arrest a guy and say, you are driving on a route that you are not supposed to be, because currently that type of data and information does not exist. So this is a project that CSIR has got massive capacity to do that. They are going to do it in the most efficient and effective way, and it will be the first of its own kind, combining movement on the road, GPS coordinates, vehicle owner identification, and with a sticker that says you have been issued a permit by the provincial government. That type of an effort is going to solve that problem.
To what extent then are you improving the permit system? Because the taxi operators have been saying that it's a cumbersome process.
Yesterday, myself and the accounting officer, we had a conversation after the State of the Province address. And we have realized that, the members of the Provincial Regulatory Authority, which is called PRE, the Provincial Regulatory Entity, which has been, if you look at the report, it is actually, I can call it almost a 50% factor in the investigations, even much more bigger than law enforcement on its role. The current term of office of the members of PRE has come to an end, and we are extending it with another 6 months. We are advertising in the light of this commission's report because we're waiting for it. We are going to advertise and recruit new people. These people will be vetted left, right, center, and to the highest level of vetting possible to remove them from vested interests in the taxi industry.
Yeah.
Then in that way, with this process that I've referred to of CSIR, and then I'll also speak to the issue about coordination with municipalities. We are then going to be able to make sure, and we will also ask municipalities to vet every official that is doing work related to the taxi industry.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is that, and to the listeners in short, is we are now even much more better, in a better position, given that the current crop of members of PRE has come to an end.
Yep. So
we're now going to advertise, get new people, get new capacity to start afresh with a new team to manage the issuance of permits without conflict of interest.
So, MEC, from time to time when I interact with e-hailing operators, they always say to me, please, we are suffering here. Speak to the MEC when you get an opportunity on the radio to address our issue, because we are controlled overseas by people who harass us. Kanti, these licenses are not supposed to be issued by the government to the same operators. On the other hand, we are harassed by taxi organizations who accuse us of taking their customers, and we need solutions to this. Where are you in terms of the regulation and dealing with the issues that affect e-hailing operators?
Well, I'm not sure about e-hailing trying to engage us. I think next time they contact you, please give them my number, because the people who have approached me in the last 2 weeks are the meter taxis.
Yeah.
I have got their message on the phone, but because we're working on the State of the Province address next week, I am contacting them for a bilateral meeting to hear the meter taxi industry. The e-hailing, we will contact them. Last time I heard about them, they were marching to Sandton. They caused a very big chaos on the road with traffic. But they have never really in the province approached us for intervention or to help them. Maybe they did before I was MEC.
But government, how do you allow an operator to come into the space when they should be regulated one way or the other, and say we're waiting for them to come to us?
I was going to that.
Yeah.
I was just dealing with your issue about them calling you.
Yeah.
So I was just saying, please ask them to call us as well. Give them our number.
Good.
But now let's go to the regulation of e-hailing. E-hailing, even before I came in, MEC Vardy has done an excellent job to regulate this sector. We are issuing them with operating permits. The sector is under our regulation and authority. There's no doubt about that. And the issue, however, is that it will seem like the e-hailing, in exception of the fight they have with the minibus taxi and the meter taxis, it would also seem the issues you are raising that affect them internally, particularly as workers, are matters that still have to be brought to our attention, because that was the last time they marched.
Okay.
So regulation, authority, and what can be done, and the power of the government, there's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But the way we work and the way I prefer to work is that never attempt to solve a problem of a stakeholder you have not met. So it is better always to hear them, to hear directly from them what exactly do they want before you start burning energy trying to solve a problem when you have not had the opportunity to get the real voice of the concerned people that want them. So we need to talk to them and have a discussion with them.
Good stuff. Ike in Pimville, good morning. How are you, Brian?
Good morning, my brother. Let me tell you this, Taviso. I have no confidence in this government nor this MEC because they can never control the taxi violence over this industry that they do not own. For an example, if they own the rail and there was violence in the rail infrastructure, today in Gauteng, since British Empire, we don't have a train, you know, that they should have protected. So how can they protect, you know, or defend violence in the taxi industries while they could not defend the rail infrastructure? Ask him about the e-toll. What is his opinion about the e-toll? He'll never tell you a decisive answer. So how can we have confidence in this government when they have no answer for anything? And I can tell you, come 5 years from now, you still have what taxis like Bofara, they taxi rank violence all over. They'll, nothing is going to happen.
Okay. How do you respond there, MEC?
Well, confidence, having no confidence in government, confidence get earned. And if the caller says he doesn't believe that we can make changes, obviously we should respect that view. But what are the facts and what is the truth? The fact of the matter is we are working very well with the taxi industry. We have had very good processes with them. I can go into details about that. The taxi industry does not, will not agree with him because when I met with them, they said, and I'm quoting them, they said, now we are seeing concrete and tangible progress in resolving taxi violence in the province. So we are very happy that the taxi industry has got absolute confidence that working with them, they are now seeing a change. General Mawela, in his statement that he issued responding to the release of the report, he said taxi violence is declining, it's going down. That is the provincial commissioner saying we are turning the corner on taxi violence. These efforts are efforts that are starting to show results. And I can assure you the e-toll matter. As a province of Gauteng, we have reported publicly that we have provided the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Minister Fikile Mbalula, and Minister Tito Mboweni, with a compelling case that demonstrates that we do not, the people of this province do not have to be burdened with e-tolls. It is not necessary. And that compelling case, you'll know that they've since said they were going to announce. Minister Mbaduda said he's going to speak to the matter. And as a province, we are definitely sure that there's no way with the submission we have made that we will hear about e-tolls in the manner that they are. Because we have clearly said the people of this province should not carry the burden of national roads that are saving both the national and international economy can be placed on the shoulders of the people of this province. And on that, we are quite confident. Minister Mbaduda said he will make an announcement. We're waiting for them to make an announcement on that issue. So the issue of violence, e-tolls, all those issues, there's good progress on them.
Let me bring in something else. It's just my observation, MEC, and I hope it's on the radar of the taxi industry. I mean, the train services are just nowhere to be seen. Very few, this intervention that came in does not even begin to address the issue of the train industry. And obviously, most of these people are going into the taxis, right? Even though they find it very difficult to afford them. But when the train services are back, the taxi industry is going to suffer. Their margins are definitely going to go down. And when their margins are going down, then they will come back to you to provide some of the solutions. Is it something that you are planning together with the taxi industry, if indeed that which I'm seeing is something that is a possibility?
Well, let me say to you, firstly, that two things are important, and the first one is Just as a province of Gauteng, you'll have heard Premier David Makura in his last State of the Province address in 2020, saying that our approach is that metro rail function should be devolved to provinces, particularly to our province, because in the whole country, we are the only province that is running a smart train, and that's Gautrain. We have got experience, capacity for security, protecting infrastructure, and just running a proper operation. So our approach is that we need a policy that will say, let us work with PRASA, particularly ourselves, to roll out some of the best practices to get trains run properly. Now, the issue of how that will impact the taxi industry. The taxi industry knows there are trains in this country, in the province, and they've historically been working side by side with the trains. So to that extent, there shouldn't be an issue, and there's no issue, and I don't think we must create it. What is important is we need the trains that run in time, that are always reliably available, and that are efficient, and that are cost-effective. So to that extent, the issue here is we believe as a province a profound change in policy, building on the experience of Gautrain, is the best way to go, so that we don't have a two-tier train system, one running very well, the whole world coming to learn here, and one in the same country, in the same province, not being running well because of different policy levels. So that one, we are quite confident as a province that there will be a clear policy on that matter, and we are ready to run that efficiently and effectively.
I'd really like to get the outcome of your meeting with the meter taxi operators, because to some of us, they are a spent force. You know, e-hailing has taken over. Their prices are competitive. Their cars are in good shape. And I wonder, what is it really that they need to talk to you about? When are you meeting them, MEC?
Well, as I said, that just last 2 weeks, they have sent me very clear correspondence. And I said I've not finalized the date, because we are in the week of the State of the Province address. But next week, I am giving them a reply with a date. So before the 15th of March, I'll have met them, and I'll give you the date. My office will give your producer the date when we are meeting with them. But I think they will be very hurt to hear that you're characterizing them as an obsolete mode of transport. But they are there. They are a stakeholder. These are historically oppressed people that really are making ends meet. And if there is a formula that we can use to lift them up, including the issues you are raising, reinvesting in their cars, making them more efficient, and their price being competitive, those are the things that we will engage with them to see if we can salvage them. Of course, technology moves on, and they have to adapt as well with the changes. But they are still there in as a formidable player in the space, and we have to work with them. We have to see how we can support them.
Thank you so much, MEC. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Ntate Kotane. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. There you go. Jacob Mamabolo there, the MEC for Public Transport and Road Infrastructure. They're talking to us about all of these issues. Yeah, I mean, meter taxi. Who has used a meter taxi recently? Not e-hailing, not Uber or Taxify, meter taxi. And, oh, well, the producer, did you? And was it tip-top, the price, the condition and everything? You didn't pay too much? Okay, so yeah, well, maybe it's not as absolute as some of us thought, some of us think it has been. But yeah, I mean, you know, because the e-hailing services, Snetemba says from Hyde Park to, Hyde Park to home, where is home? And he says that it cost him 60 rands. From Hyde Park to Craig Hall Park, 60 rands. Isn't it too much though? From Hyde Park to Craig Hall, yo. It's 11:30. Let's catch up with the headlines.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.